great. Most of what I know from poetry. And by that, I don't mean that I know a ton of poetry, but a lot of what I do know, I learned from poems. And this is kind of quaint to say now, as the world turns away from the kind of knowledge that only art can offer us. But over the years, I have presented some of my favorite poems here at CVUUS in a service last summer, and from time to time from the chancel. I've also learned a lot of poetry from you, especially from Caitlin, and from Reverend Barnaby, and from Reverend Emily, and from Reverend Johanna, who especially shared my love of poetry. I am speechless with gratitude that my children, our children, Peter and Annie Lindholm, grew up here amidst the poetry of this community, as well as the poetry they learned in school and from Carl and me. It was a poetic household. So there's an old idea that says that poets find the language for feeling that we ourselves, not being poets, feel but cannot express. And what I've learned at CVUS becomes more real for me when I find it expressed in poems. And so what I would like to offer here today is a few of those things that I've learned, and a few poems and lines from poems that express those feelings better than I can myself. First of all, I'm grateful for miracles, the kind of miracles that Steve Meyer says are likely to happen whenever we gather in this beautiful space, or the even grander kind of miracle that the poet Liesl Müller charmingly explains in her poem called Alive Together. She says, "Speaking of miracles, I am alive together with you. When I might have been alive anywhere under the sun, I might have been alive with anyone under the sun, when I might have been Abelard's woman or the whore of a Renaissance pope." And then the poem goes on for quite a long time with many more examples of where she might have been born and who she might have been with. And then the poem goes on and says, "This poem is endless. The odds against us are endless. Our chances of being alive together, statistically non-existent. Still, we have made it. Who, but for endless ifs, might have missed out on being alive together with marvels and follies and longings and lies and wishes and error and humor and mercy? I'm so grateful that we are all here alive together." Some of you know that my family moved a lot when I was a child, and until I came to Middlebury, I had very little experience of friendship that extended over time. A second lesson I've learned at CVUS is how to remain in community among the inevitability of time and change. No poet has taught me more about anything, but especially about time and change, than Emily Dickinson. And with more than almost 2,000 poems to choose from, she had a lot to say on the subject. But I love a little poem like this one about how we live and understand the world despite the profound changes that New England seasons bring. This is just the first stanza of a two-stanza poem, but it's kind of perfect. She says, "This is the white of the year. That was the green. Drifts were as difficult then to think as daisies now to be seen." and I am always amazed that our brains adjust somehow to the transformation of the landscape, seasonal change. But more seriously, the shock and sorrow when profound change comes, when someone in our community dies. Dickinson also perfectly expressed the puzzling randomness of such loss. She says very archly, "It's easy to invent a life. God does it every day. It's also easy to efface a life," she says. And then she says, "But God's perturbless plan proceeds." I love perturbless, right? It's not troubled by human sorrow or by anything else. It will not be perturbed, God's plan. "God's perturbless plan proceeds, inserting here a son, S-U-N, and there leaving out a man." It has been a privilege and a blessing to be here with you when such losses befall us, as they have in the past and as they will in the future. T.S. Eliot, another poet whom few people read nowadays, there was a time in my life when I was sure that the voice in my head was T.S. Eliot's voice. anyway, no one has meditated more fruitfully on the passage of time and on those two, the only certainties in our lives, not death and taxes, but time and change. This is Eliot. "Time present and time past are both perhaps in time future, and time future contained in time past. If all time is eternally present, all time is unredeemable. Now, these are the first lines of the first of four very long poems that meditate on the subject of time, the famous Four Quartets. By the end of the fourth poem, Eliot has made some peace with time, and I love these lines. What we call the beginning is often the end, and to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from. We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive at where we started and know the place for the first time. Passing time, exploring ends and beginnings with all of you has also been a great gift. A third lesson or blessing that CVUS has given me is a calming and grounding sense of home. The great poet Wallace Stevens expressed the modern condition quintessentially when he said, quote, "From this the poem springs, that we live in a place that is not our own and much more not ourselves, and hard it is in spite of blazing days." Perhaps we are all wanderers through the troubled world and through life and through time, and I am grateful again to have found this home of fellow travelers who use this splendid building and splendid community as a launching point to do what we can to make the world more hospitable for others. I must end with the end of the marvelous long poem called Natural Resources by Adrienne Rich. It's a meditation over many, many stanzas on the state of the world and how one might live in it. Ultimately, she concludes, "My heart is moved by all I cannot save. So much has been destroyed. I have to cast my lot with those who age after age, perversely, with no extraordinary power, reconstitute the world. I cast my lot with you." And thank you for joining me and including me and for supporting our work in repairing, restoring, reconstituting as much of the world and as much of one another as we possibly can reach. Thank you.